This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Discussion earlier about the Nation of Islam, and I'd like to know your opinion about calling members of the nation my brother or sister.
Oh, boy. What a question. She said they had a conversation earlier about the members of the Nation of Islam. How many heard about the Nation of Islam? She said, what is your opinion about calling them my brother? Good question. Let me give you the technical answer first. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers are brothers. Now, black people who are not Muslims are not my brothers. They're my qawmi. They're my people. Black people, white people, male and female, who are Muslims, are my brothers. Al-Muslim, akhul Muslim. A Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. Sahih? Right. If a person is not a Muslim, are they our brother? What? You act like you're not sure? No, akhi. There's no doubt, but they're not brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a new definition. This definition is based on deen. Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. A Muslim is a brother. This is what the Prophet said. A Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. Innama al-mu'minun ikhwa. Allah says only the believers are brothers. So the real question is, are they Muslim? That's the question. Now, brothers and sisters, by the way, I'm an expert on the Nation of Islam. Ask me why. I was a minister in the Nation of Islam. And there was a very famous minister of the Nation of Islam. Many of you may know him, Jeffrey 12X. Did any of you hear of him? Minister Jeffrey 12X? That was me. Like my brother there in the Nation, he was in there from 1970, minister in the Nation from 70 to 75. And I came in 1969. And let me tell you something. Can I share this personal story with you? But we got to keep it here. Be careful with that camera. I let you film it, but be careful. There was about 3 or 4 years ago in New York City, one of the big ministers of the Nation of Islam over one of the temples. I invited him to my house. Him and one of his lieutenants. And we spoke and spoke and spoke. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I gave them both Shahada. This was a minister in the Nation of Islam in Brooklyn over a temple. Took Shahada, him and his lieutenant. And the brother was, he said, oh man, I'm telling the truth. And I said, well, calm down, man. You got to calm down, man. You got to be wise now. He went back. His first sermon was Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. The people were so upset, they called Minister Farrakhan. And I don't want to say his name because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Says something wrong with the minister. I think Siraj did something to him. And the lieutenant left and became Muslim. This minister, the minister Farrakhan, brought him back to Chicago. And he stayed there for a long time to re-indoctrinate him. He came back, called me on the phone. Imam Siraj, I want to speak to you. I was at the masjid. And he came to visit us. What happened is that he was reorientated into the doctrine of the Nation of Islam. And he was kind of like debating with me. And we were talking, he brought two of his people from his temple. And it came time for Salat Isha. I'll never forget this. Called the Adhan, and I said, brother, we have to stop and make Salat. He said, I know. And he got in the ranks. He just finished telling me that God came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. Telling me Elijah Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. I went to him and said, Minister, please come. Before I made the salat, I invited, I said, Minister, please come, and the two brothers, please come. I said, Minister, I want to ask you a question. Do you consider me your brother? He said, yes, Imam, I do. I said, now you ask me the same question. He said, don't you consider me your brother? And I said, no, but let me tell you why. The same thing that I'm telling you, it hurted me to have to do that. But I cannot have people standing in the ranks who when they pray to a man and not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I couldn't do it. And even though my heart felt like I wanted to embrace him, hope to bring him, I couldn't violate our principle by breaking the ranks and let such a person pray with us. To answer your question, honestly, truthfully, let's be straight up, no, we cannot. And let me tell you why. By the way, brothers and sisters, it is my opinion, and Allah knows best, and I was speaking to a brother earlier, that most of the members of the Nation of Islam, in my opinion, will become Muslim. Let me tell you why I believe that. Anytime an organization is headed by the charisma of a leader, usually when that leader dies, the movement dies. In 1975, when Elijah Muhammad died, the Nation of Islam effectively was dead. Minister Farrakhan himself and most of the people in the Nation of Islam, including Muhammad Ali, and many left the teachings and the doctrines of Elijah Muhammad and became Muslim, many of them, including myself, alhamdulillah. And so with his death, then the movement had died. 3 years later, Farrakhan decided to raise up the Nation of Islam again. A couple of things. Minister Farrakhan calls himself Muslim. I can't take that away from him if he calls himself Muslim. But we have to be honest with each other. Some of the Muslims around the country became disappointed in me because Minister Farrakhan invited me to speak at the Million Man March, and I refused to go. He said publicly that he wouldn't even go unless I went with him. Why didn't I go? Because if I go and went to the Million Man March, you could say, Imam Siraj, you have an opportunity to speak to millions of people, perhaps. But what would happen is that I would authenticate him and his movement because he would say, see, Imam Siraj was there. So I couldn't do that. In the same way he invited me to speak in the UN recently, same reason, I didn't go. Now listen to this, and then we try to make us to understand why it's important, inshallah. You know, one day I was with Minister Farrakhan. We had breakfast together. And we're close. He comes to New York, he calls me. I go to Chicago, I go to his house, I see him. And every time I see him, Allah knows, I invite him to Islam. Because I think, by the way, that if this man became a Muslim, I think Islam will grow rapidly in this country. Allahu Alam. He's skillful. To such a degree, a couple of years ago, a World Series baseball game in Atlanta, Georgia, the same night that the Braves played World Series, Farrakhan spoke in Atlanta, Georgia and outdrew the Atlanta Braves. 90,000 people came to hear him speak. Who else do you know? What Muslim you know who can attract the kinds of crowds as Minister Farrakhan? You don't know of me. So even as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided Umar ibn Khattab and Islam became strong as a result of Umar ibn Khattab, perhaps if Minister Farrakhan becomes a Muslim, that he can do all of that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my dua, by the way. So Minister Farrakhan called me and we went to breakfast together in New York City. And I said, Minister Farrakhan, I got to ask you a question. Now, listen to the Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ. The month of Ramadan is the month in which Allah revealed Al-Quran. When the Muslims fast? When the Muslims fast? Month of Ramadan. I said, Minister Farrakhan, please tell me, if Allah says in Quran that we should fast in the month of Ramadan, why are you fasting in December? Good question. Can I tell you what he told me? Are you ready? He said, Imam Siraj, he says in the Quran, it says, those who are sick or on a journey can make it up days later. My people are on a spiritual journey. Sure did. Allah's my witness. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. Pray as you see me pray. How do Muslims pray? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. How do Muslims pray? صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. Pray as you see me pray. Make sajda. Pray. They don't pray like that in the nation of Islam. In the nation of Islam, they turn to the east and they go like this. I can tell you 1,001 things. Brother can tell you too. The differences between the nation of Islam and Islam. Do you know in Islam, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes halal and haram? Now brother, he will stop me if I'm lying. In the nation of Islam, it was haram to eat peanuts. How many of you eat peanuts? Oh. And you couldn't eat peanuts nor its derivatives, peanut butter. Now, when I was a young boy, I used to love peanut butter and jelly. When I left the Nation of Islam, the first thing I did made me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, yes, they're my people, but they're not brothers. And we have to be honest. And you don't mean you have to be hostile to them. No, I'm not. I talk to them straight up. And I try to be honest with them. And alhamdulillah, we've given a number of them shahada. Even the same minister in Brooklyn recently told me, so Imam, we like to be, the ministers in New York, in the Nation of Islam, would like to be a part of the Magistrature of New York, to lead the Imams. I said, Minister, come, and we will meet. And we will discuss the criteria to become a member of the Majlis Shura. But we can't stop giving da'wah. And we should not be, in my opinion, we have different styles of da'wah. But don't be hostile toward them. Invite them in a nice way. And you'll see, inshallah, maybe many of them will become Muslim. I don't know. Maybe Minister Farrakhan himself, you know he's 60-something years old. I think 66 years old. He's going to die one day. And what's going to happen to his followers? Many of them will come by you. Be prepared to meet them when they come. Treat them good. Inshallah, when they come. Inshallah, they will be coming. I'm sorry. We got a couple. I know. Yes, ma'am.
Kind of out of topic, but what do you think of the Pope accepting the theory of evolution?
Actually, it's a good question. I actually saw the question here. You wrote that question? Okay. You want to get that question, huh? I wanted to finish this Nation of Islam. I'll come right back to that. Anyone else? Point on that? I think she wanted to make a follow-up on that point. Anyone? Yes, I thought so.
Said that I heard his, I think it's beginning of speech in Million Man March.
Yes.
And he was sounding like a true Muslim. If you heard, he said the Shahada and Allah and there's no God. I was surprised that...
Let me tell you the problems. Two problems we have. Several problems we have. One is that when they say the Shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. But when they say they bear witness that there's no God but Allah, they mean Farid Muhammad. There's a difference. And number two, when they say Muhammadan Rasulullah, they mean Elijah Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. You see? And that's the difference. And then the other thing is that, but he also bears witness of Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, being a Muslim, being the messenger. So sometimes they go back and forth. Even in the ayat of the Quran, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَعُوا إِلَى شَيَّاتِينِهِمْ قَالَ إِنَّ مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَحْزِيُونَ. And when they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. But when they are alone with the evil ones, they say, we are really with you, we were only mocking. So sometimes we have to be careful, taqiyah. To say one thing in front of people, and another thing, another way. So I want them to become Muslim, inshallah. Taib. Taib. You want to follow up on this?
You were saying how you didn't want him in the ranks during Salat because, what was it? Oh yeah, because you don't know how he's, like.
No, I do know how he thinks. That's the point. If I didn't know how he thinks, No. Let me say this to you. I do know how he thinks. We just finished having a two-hour argument about his theology. He went back to the theology of Elijah Muhammad. So that is why I didn't let him pray with us.
If you don't know everybody in the ranks, how they're thinking, alone, you know. So if he's praying right. Like you and saying what you say, then it's nobody's fault. He's not going to be breaking the...
No. See, you're right. If I didn't know what he thought, you were right. I can't just go out and say, I think you don't believe right, so come out. No, I can't do that. But I just finished speaking with him. 1 hour, we were arguing his positions. That's shirk. If you know that someone's belief is shirk, you can't let them join your ranks. I just, believe me, take it from me. If there was a way, sister, for me to let him to pray, I would have done it. I would have searched for a way to do it, but I couldn't in good consciousness. I think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have been pleased with me. Okay. If you know someone is worshiping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know that. It can't be your brother, and they can't pray with the Muslims. Bow down with those who bow down, inshallah. Yes, ma'am. This would be the last. Anyone who has a question or point? This would be the last two, inshallah. You had a point, question? Okay, you can do it, inshallah. 1, 2, 3, that's it. Thank you. 1, 2, 3. Yes. Up at the pope, yes.